Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The song is actually about my life right now.
I was just going to say, hey, the title of this episode could be, "So No One Told You Life Was Going to Be This Way."
Dude, I mean,
wow.
I feel like Jennifer Love Hewitt in I Know What You Did Last Summer when she's like on the street and I'm like screaming at God, What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Just kill me at this point. Just kill me.
Oh my God. All right, so you gotta fill everyone in here.
Well, actually, I've been keeping this in for a couple days because I just thought it would be funny to reveal to you on the air. But as it turns out, my neighbor, my client's neighbor caught me on film getting hit, but you can't see the car, but you do see me opening my car door and tumbling onto the sidewalk, and that's where these bruises are from. Don't have any memory of it whatsoever. But what I guess happened is I got hit. I immediately went into shock. I opened my car door and tumbled into the street, and I didn't watch it. She's like, "Do you want to see it?" And
no.
I was like, "I will never watch this. I would rather die." But she said, "You can just see me getting back into my car and driving off." And I probably
so you didn't
shouldn't
call
have.
The police there.
Honestly, it's all so foggy. I know you're the first person I called. I don't remember the conversation, but I'm going off of like phone conversation. I was so in shock. I do remember at one point I was trying to say a word to you, like either car or door, and I was like the and you were like door, and I was like, oh yeah, I just remember being so fucking out of it, but at least this is all getting pieced together now.
I'm shocked that no one came out and said like, are
no
you
one
okay?
was there. This was caught on her Ring cam, because I think once the car smashed into me, it alerted the Ring cam.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Amanda was backing out of a client's driveway, and a car just came, smashed into your car. On the driver's side or passenger?
My side.
Oh,
but kind
my God.
Of in the middle of the two doors. So
so lucky.
I know. And it's a main street. It's like, it's as if this woman is living on like a highway almost.
Yeah.
Like people go like 50 miles an hour on here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So again, is there a police report so that people can look out for any cars that are
there's
going
a police
in
report,
for front end
but
damage?
The police report is like, I was hit by a car. I didn't see the car. I don't even know what color it was.
Jesus.
I was pretty out of it. I don't know. I mean, on your side of it, did I mean, I was so fucked up. I probably should have not driven off.
No, but, you should not have.
No, but I was so fucked
up. Yeah,
I
wasn't totally clear how you got to the hospital because, first of all,
I drove myself.
We meant to like record on Monday and then we're like, shit, like stuff was going crazy for both of us Monday. So we're like, okay, well, let's do it Tuesday. Yeah. And they were like, fuck, Tuesday doesn't work. Or was that what it was? Or was it until later?
No, it was Tuesday that happened. It was like about an hour away from recording.
Yeah.
My next destination was to come home and record. And then
I called you and I was like, oh my God, I'm on the phone with insurance because they're just being assholes. Totally boring story. But anyway, I'm like, hey, I'm still on with them. I might be a couple minutes. And then you were like, shit. Oh my God, I just woke up. I have to go get my client's dogs or whatever. And I was like, okay, actually perfect because shit's going crazy over here. And then the next text I got from you was, OMG. And I was like, oh my God, what? And you go, I'm at the hospital or I'm in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then you called and filled me in. You're like, I got hit by a car. My nose is broken. I'm all banged
up. It's not broken.
My face is bleeding everywhere.
It's banged up. Yeah. It's not great. I don't look great. I it looks a lot better, to be honest.
It looks a lot better than it did that day. Yeah. The swelling has gone down. It's more kind of centrally located to those areas. But I'm so glad you're okay.
No, I'm okay. I'm fine. It's just knowing that, because I do remember, I think, waking up like, I remember, like, being on the ground, but this is all just coming to me now. And I was like, okay, that makes more sense, because I'm like, where would I have all these bruises from in my car when I didn't really, like, hit anything? But it makes sense that I slammed my face onto the concrete and my nose took the brunt of it.
Oh, my gosh. Did your airbag go off?
My airbag did not go off.
Oh,
I told my mom that it did. I think I was so fucked up.
Yeah.
But, like, no, it didn't go off. It just, it slammed me pretty hard. I think I got a little
I can't believe you got up and drove yourself to the hospital.
I know, I shouldn't have.
It just didn't occur to you to call 911?
Honestly, I don't remember most of it. I think just in my head, I was like, okay, just go. And
wow.
Then the police met me at the hospital. I'm okay.
Okay.
But, you know, that's life. And, hey, thank God I'm on those anxiety meds, because I don't know how I would have handled this without those. I just find it kind of funny.
Although you did turn down some Percocets or Xanax or whatever.
I turned down Vicodin because, like, I'm fine. Like,
yeah, but that's more for you just to calm down and kind of snap yourself out of the shock of it.
But, all right. I look busted. I look real busted.
Well, I was about to drive to New York
and
take care of you.
Yeah,
kind of like Jade's mom on Teen Mom. You know, I would have taken real good care of you. Holy shit. That episode made sitting through the previous four boring as hell ones worth it.
Yep. That was a fucking good episode, dude.
I mean, I gotta say, Brianna, just such a sweetheart when she is going to take care of Jade. And the way she just remained calm, she was handling everything, and she was like, oh, okay, she's up. We're going to do this. Let's get the gloves. We're going to go take care of her. She did great.
So what are we talking about here? I want to tell you, this is really funny. I just wrote down a whole bunch of shit we can talk about for this week. And my last note.
Same.
And I have no idea when I wrote this or why, but, like, everything else I can see why I wrote it. Like, you know, the Friends reunion, Plan B, Mare of Easttown. And then my last note is the OJ verdict. Why did I want to discuss that? I probably wrote it on Tuesday. The OJ verdict. For some reason, I wanted to discuss.
I mean,
the OJ verdict.
So topical. Just right on.
I don't know why.
The latest breaking news.
Why would I have written that?
Oh, maybe because it happened right around this time of year. Because it was right around my birthday that it happened.
Oh.
Maybe that's why.
Okay.
No? Remember that one time when you were high or you were doing some drugs and you're like, okay, so we're going to do an episode. Make sure you thoroughly research these three murders.
Yeah, I don't know.
cases. It was
I'm sure that I was drunk. That was when I was still with Redu. So
well,
I was
definitely convinced
drunk.
That Scott Peterson was innocent and some other random crime. And I still think he dived. I was ready to discuss this case. I was looking up, you know, all these new facts that I uncovered, and I was like, all right, you ready to record? And you're like, wait, what case is this? I don't think I've ever heard of this one.
No,
I'm like,
I didn't say that. I knew what it was. I remember telling you that, but like, Jesus.
You're like, why are we talking about this?
I think that I maybe, you know, okay, actually, no, you know what? I think I can rewind and retract maybe why I got to the OJ verdict. I think I watched the Friends reunion and then I started going into some weird like rabbit hole of like, where is everyone now? And then I think I ended up listening to I listened to a podcast about the People versus OJ Simpson. I listened to a Rob Has a Podcast post show recap of it. And maybe I think I watched the last 15 minutes of the last episode and maybe that's, I was like, maybe we should discuss the OJ verdict. I don't know.
I mean, it's what everyone is talking about right now.
I wish I could see the timestamp of when I wrote that. I feel like I probably wrote that.
The nation is divided.
I'm sure I tumbled out of my car, got back in my car, wrote that, and then drove off.
OJ texted verdict. It before you got yourself to the hospital. Yeah. Like, oh wait, hold on.
No, the OJ verdict is what we should discuss this week. Anyway, I can delete that. Unless you have any new thoughts on the OJ verdict.
Yeah. I've been dying to talk about Kato Caitlin for years. I've been waiting for someone to bring him up.
I have a hot take. I think he's guilty.
Yeah, but if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit, you know?
It also could have been his son, everyone's saying.
Okay. All right. Sure.
All right. Well, I'll delete that. But okay. everything else makes sense of why I wrote it. Okay. What do you want to discuss?
Let's talk about this Friends reunion because I talked a little bit about it on my episode of Real TV this week, but I didn't go too much into it because, I mean, number one, I'm not an expert on Friends. I haven't seen every episode like you have, so there might be some nuance to it.
Right, that song I actually played at the top of our episode is the Friends theme song, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be there for y'all.
That's weird.
Clap, 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 clap.
I was just clapping because I was a huge Rembrandts fan. So oh, yeah. I just it from their acoustical version
I'll
of
I'll pay
that.
You $1 million dollars if you can name another song of theirs in 5 seconds. Nope. Me neither. You could have said anything, and I would have believed you. Hey, I just watched the first 5 minutes of In the Heights, by the way. It's out on HBO Max.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm excited. Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'm waiting to watch it with that guy tomorrow.
Well, hey, at least it's not Star Wars, right?
Hey, I mean, you got to count your blessings.
Right? Okay, in a sick twisted way, how happy was he that you got in this accident and he could just fly over to your rescue to spend a non-Friday night with you?
He didn't really do much. I mean, he kept telling me that I still look beautiful and I did not want to hear it. I was like, shut up. I have eyes and I can see my face, so just shut the fuck up. I can't even drink.
He's so into you.
I know.
I'm so into you. That's from Hamilton, but you wouldn't catch it from the way that I was singing it because it's not on key or anything. Okay, so
anyway,
Friends reunion.
Yes, okay. So what do we think? What do we think of Matthew Perry? I'm back and forth on this. I kind of believe the tooth surgery thing because the way his mouth was kind of like sitting did seem like one side of his face was numbed.
Yeah, I mean, and his veneers were... I was not even going to mean this as like a ba-dum-bum-ching. But I was just going to say, like, Ross on Friends when he gets the new white fake teeth.
Of course, yes.
Like, they were that bad. They
His girlfriend
like,
in that episode, I think, is Missy Pyle.
Oh, wow.
I might be wrong. It's someone who looks a lot like Missy Pyle.
Well, anyway, I mean, sure, but also there's something else going on. But it wasn't as bad as I thought he was going to be. He was way worse in that People... magazine interview.
See, I kind of disagree with that because I heard you say that and then I looked it up. I thought he was okay. He wasn't really... I don't know. It might also just be that once you've done so many drugs and you just keep age... This is just what I need to think in my head.
Yeah.
But it also did kind of feel like Matt LeBlanc and David Schwimmer were really protective of him. Like, maybe they knew there was something... Like, they seemed...
Are you talking about in the interview? Or are you talking about...
Yeah, in the three-person interview. But it was also kind of charming because at one point he's like telling the girls across the studio to like shut up because they were making too much noise. And Matt LeBlanc's like, Perry, you're on camera. And he's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, no, it's a three shot. And he's like, are we in a three shot right now? Did you see all this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was charming and cute. And he's still funny.
Well, no,
he's
what
still
I'm saying is I didn't think Matthew Perry was as out of it or like, oh, God, was he drunk or high during the reunion taping? I think he was, something was up during that People interview.
Really? Because he sounded more slurry in the reunion, whereas I don't think he sounded slurry. I don't know.
Maybe I was just expecting way worse because everyone was like, whoa. And then we watched that interview thing, so I was expecting him to be talking a lot or like stumbling over.
And it also seemed like they really made an effort to edit most of what he said of the reunion. Like
he was pretty quiet.
Yeah, they didn't show much of him.
Okay, Matt LeBlanc. Love him.
Irish uncle.
Love him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was just like a nothing to me really before, but I was like, wow.
Yeah, but when we did our recap on TRP of the Thanksgiving, was it the Thanksgiving episode?
Yeah. I mean, he could be like funny and stuff on the show, but I just never would be like, oh, yeah, what's going on with Matt LeBlanc? But now I'm like, oh, he's really funny. He seems like a down-to-earth guy. I mean, David Schwimmer, he came across better than I expected.
Really? He's always been my favorite.
Well, I love Ross the character, but I mean, like, David Schwimmer as a person, just because I've read so many blind items.
No, why do you always tell me this shit about people
I'm
that I
sorry.
Like?
I'm sorry.
These fucking blind
items. But
maybe
because he's shy in real life, or I don't know. Who knows?
I think he's just a lot... I feel like he's almost better than the show. Like, I feel like he's...
Well,
he's
that's what I
much
mean.
More
like,
talented
he actually,
than everyone else.
Yeah, like, I actually saw, like, oh, he's a talented actor. He's not just, like, a one-off.
And he's a director and, I think, producer.
Wait a second. Is that why you were thinking about OJ? Because he was in the movie. OJ.
Well, I actually just said that.
You did?
Yeah, earlier.
I thought you were on the podcast. Okay, whatever.
No,
I just got hit by a car, okay?
No, I think I said the Friends reunion and then the Where Is Everyone Now and then David Schwimmer,
okay,
People versus OJ. It tracks. It tracks.
It's been a very hot and humid week and I've been inhaling primer and paint fumes
no,
in my
you
garage
definitely have,
for
yeah.
like 5 days straight. It looks incredible, but I still have two drawers that I am probably going to crack over someone's head. But anyway,
what do you think the most cringy parts of the Friends reunion was? Other than the costume contest, I really, truly despised watching them reenact the scenes. And you know why I think that was difficult for me to watch? And I think it was probably for millions of other people out there, is that I've watched this thing so many fucking times, like probably 20 times per episode I've seen. And it's difficult to hear these people who, some of them admittedly never even watched the show, try to reenact scenes and then have different vocal inflections and facial expressions.
They don't remember.
They don't remember, but I can hear every word in my head. So it's difficult to hear them doing it and not exactly as correctly. But I will say, when they showed that scene where Ross kisses Rachel for the first time in the coffee shop, like, now I got closure. I cried. I mean, that's a fucking great scene. And the I got
it's
off the plane. I got
scene.
Off the plane will make me cry every time I fucking watch that.
I thought when they were talking about Phoebe be like, oh, my eyes, Monica Chandler. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, but like if you acknowledge it too much, then I feel like it weakens the comedy of it. I'm like, I'd rather you just not even discuss it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the costume contest, hands down, the worst thing.
And the
ever.
Actors were like, oh, cool. Also, everything they seem surprised about, I've read on multiple interviews that they all have, like, they all, I think every single one of them were producers of this reunion.
Oh,
so they
God.
Had several Zoom meetings where they, like, went over, like, scripts and, like, everything down to the T.
This is what I don't get. How did this get by so many people? They're like, oh, yeah, this is it.
Justin Bieber in a potato costume.
Justin Bieber coming down thinking he's cool shit. And I still don't know who that
like,
other
you're
model
overstaying.
Actress,
you're welcome.
Chick.
Well, there's Claudia Schiffer, I think.
No, it was like Kara.
Well, there's the one with the mole. Who's the one with the mole and the Coke or the Pepsi commercial?
Oh, Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford.
Okay, you're hot. You've had your time.
Why? What the? Why? What's the steps that lead to her being in this segment of this reunion?
I don't know, but that the Cara Delevingne
Whatever.
She came out twice, and I'm like, why? Who?
Because I think no one else would agree to do it, so somebody had to double up.
But, okay, after they did it, first of all, I mean, having the idea to do it is already terrible. But then they do it, and they realize this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is so bad. This is not
going well. Why didn't they just scrap it?
I don't know. Oh, and the fact
that was terrible.
And here we're really not bearing the lead. We're really crossing over. Like the one of the biggest problems here is that James Corden was the fucking host. Go away. Go away. Go away for 6 months. That's all I ask you. Do an Anne Hathaway. You need to go away, dude.
Why him? They could have had Janice be the host.
Yeah.
Or Gunther.
Yes, that would be so cute.
Right?
Anyone, really.
Anyone.
I can just go the fuck away. I just need a break from you. I don't even hate you. I loved you in Into the Woods.
It just didn't make sense.
Yeah. Why? It was supposed to be Ellen, didn't you say?
Ooh.
Someone said that. That it was... Okay. I think I saw somewhere. It was supposed to be Ellen, but I mean, they definitely sidestepped that.
Yikes. Okay, I'd say there was... two other big cringy things for me. Mm-hmm. Number one, obviously, the plastic surgery of it all.
Yeah. Do you think everyone's had it? I mean, all the women have.
Matthew Perry definitely has some Botox or filler.
David Schwimmer probably has a little. Looks good.
He's got a little, I think. Yeah, I think he's got very subtle. I don't think Matt LeBlanc has any. I think he has, like, a naturally kind of wider face.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as, like, wrinkly, so he just wears it well. Lisa Kudrow just has it very subtle, just enough, and obviously, what's her face?
Kate,
Monica.
CC.
Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. Why? She would have aged so beautifully without the filler stuff. I feel like it's the filler that does it.
Yeah.
Botox is one thing, but once you start getting the weird cheeks that are, like, sticking
out
from your face.
She has such a chiseled face. She, like, just didn't need this.
Yeah, she's already got a tiny little frame. So then when you have this weird balloon face, it's bizarre. And Jennifer Aniston, I don't know why. Whatever she has done around her mouth where it just does not move. It's just too much.
Have you seen Vanessa Bayer's impression on SNL? She's like, oh, yeah, hi, hello.
Huh. Vanessa Bayer's Bar Mitzvah Boy is still my favorite.
Oh my God, amazing.
That's one of the most underrated characters ever. Okay, so that's cringy. And then, God, people, please don't hate me. But when they started having all these people be like, my whole life was changed because Monica proposed. I mean...
Malala.
Do better. You are better than this, right?
Las Culturistas were like, I expected Malala to come out in, like, the Rachel haircut.
Oh, God.
Like, why are you doing this, Malala? You are way bigger than this. You don't need this.
I had the courage to be myself because Monica proposed to Chandler. I mean, give yourself some more credit. It's not because of Monica proposed to Chandler. And also, you know, that's not real. Like, it was written for a show.
Yeah, those are fake people.
Right. Oh.
That was fake news.
I just felt bad for these people. I'm like, it's a TV show. It's not that important.
That said, there are points where I was into it. I was like, okay, like, I like the nostalgia. I guess I liked the little, like, contest thing they reenacted. But they, like, roll out the fucking... barbershop quartet from that one episode of Friends from season 2.
They sounded amazing.
Of course they did. They're a barbershop quartet. But like,
was that triggering for
how'd
you?
They get him? Yeah, it kind of was. I can sing that whole...
We're here to sing a birthday song for Amanda. You have to tell that story for people who don't know.
No! My dad sent a barbershop quartet for me at my elementary school, and the whole school got called down to the gym. And they called me out, and I had to sit cross-legged on the floor while they sang two songs and a, what's it called? Encore. They did an encore. They kind of self-invited themselves to. They're like, do you guys want to hear another one? And it was like, they're like, well, here it is. I'm like, can I sit down, please?
And what were the songs again?
Oh, I'm sure, like, goodbye, my Oklahoma baby. Goodbye, my gold sweetheart. I don't know. It was awful, and I wasn't popular. Everyone already hated me, so I already had a fucking target on my back, so that was fun.
Did one of them, like, kneel down with his knee up and have you come over to, like, sit on his knee?
I mean, probably. No, I don't think he wanted me to sit on his knee. I was pretty chubby by that point. It was a rough time. But anyway, I'm like, wow, how'd they get that barbershop quartet from one episode in season two? I can almost
guarantee
it's
season two. And then it was super awkward because then they were just like, bye.
Bye.
Or the people coming in, the neighbors.
They had Thomas fucking Lennon come in to be Joey's hand twin. And then he was like, all right, bye.
Yeah, it was just very awkward.
Thomas Lennon, like, from Reno 911.
We haven't seen you in 10, 15, 20 years. Bye.
Yeah,
Don't really care about you.
And then Tom Selleck walked in at one point and then stayed for one question. And it just seemed like they wanted to, like, haul them out of there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, not so great. I mean, I think we're good. We're good.
The Fresh Prince reunion was much better. You really should watch that.
I should watch that.
Super emotional. I cried through most of that. It was great.
Shall we touch on some Teen Mom, or you want to talk Mayor of Easttown?
Yeah, what did you think of Mayor?
Okay, well, let's just put a little spoiler, a possible spoiler alert.
Okay, you watched the whole thing.
I did. I just finished it last night. I did have to go back at the point where she's watching the footage about the shed. Because it's like, whoa, what just happened?
Why did she delete that? Do you know? I never figured that out.
She deleted it.
Yeah, she pressed delete.
She deleted it?
Because you can see a kid walk in and then, like, give, like, middle fingers to the camera. So I'm thinking maybe she was just deleting it just to, like, be kind. Just so that, like,
well,
the woman didn't
or
have
maybe
to
she
it.
Was going to decide, do I let him get away with this sort of a thing?
But we never found out who that person was. That was, just, like, a rando. That wasn't the kid.
Okay. All right. I need to go back and do that.
That was just
watching
a random...
it as I was... hanging cabinets. I know I'm gotcha. Enough with the fucking cabinet talk, but okay. I'm going to go back and watch it now, actually, because now I was listening to Colin and Nick on Best Supporting, and they were saying, watch it again now that you know how it ends.
Yeah.
Just to see it in a whole other way. So I think I'm going to do that.
I mean, I thought the writing was very unique in the fact that you kind of drop in halfway through conversations, so your mind interprets it one way, and then in hindsight, you're like
yeah.
that last episode where the dad is like, okay, where he's talking to the uncle and he's like, I need to hear you say it. I did it. I did it. I did it. And like your mind takes that one way the first time you watch it. But then like you realize what that actually was. And it was him saying, I need you to take the fall for this. So now I need you to say it. I need to hear you say it. I need to hear you say this lie.
Now, why would the uncle be willing to take it?
Probably just because he's like, has nothing in his life, really.
God, that's so sad.
They all love the kid. I mean, it was... I mean,
okay,
I was
so
shocked.
Wait, now that I'm thinking back, why did he bring the gun when they went fishing? What was that going to be about?
I don't know. Yeah, I know that. Now looking back, I'm like, why would you do that? I don't know. I think everyone was just freaking out too much. The most shocking part was episode 5, where they're in that, like, Silence of the Lamb killers house.
Oh,
and
right.
And the dude gets shot. Yeah. I gasped. Because I was not expecting that to happen.
He looks like that one guy on SNL.
Mikey Day?
Yes.
Yeah,
he reminds me of him. Okay, now the accents, it got better as I was watching it. But the first two episodes, it was thick.
It wasn't even so much thick. I mean, it was thick, but that is kind of how they talk. Because again, I know this from Doughboys because they have a lot of people from. They did a whole like Pittsburgh tour, so they did like Rita's, and they did, and so they talked for a while about water ice. They do say it like that, water ice. But when Kate Winslet would say it, she'd be like, "All right, well, I'm gonna go get a glass of water."
Yep,
like just really leaning into it. It just didn't. The accent was fine, but it didn't match. The volume always increased a bit. Because I think she would get nervous every time she'd have to say one of those words. But it did get better. But I read something saying that she insisted that they all did that accent. And like you said on your podcast, like, just, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
You didn't have to.
Exactly. And am I wrong that she was not, like, she ate a Philly cheesesteak at least three times?
She was always eating. Yeah, she was eating often.
At least three times that I can remember. Oh, no, maybe it was two times, because the other time was a pizza. It was, like, a dry, cold-looking pizza, too. It looked really terrible.
But Roy but two from different The Office times. Is in it.
Oh, David Denman can get it.
I did not recognize him at all.
He's super.
He was great.
Not, like, hot, but, like, a...
I mean, I fuck
like
him.
Yeah. That's a hot dad right there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the Philly cheesesteak, I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's other things to eat there. They'd be like, it's something filmed in Chicago. They're always eating deep dish.
Deep dish, yeah, exactly.
We get it. Da Bears.
Da Bears.
But over, I mean, all in all, it was very good. I'm glad I watched it. It definitely picked up speed. That last episode was like, whoa.
Like the last three episodes or so. That first one is a lot of exposition, though. You're like, you're learning all the characters. But yeah. It's good. I'd recommend anyone watch it. If you have HBO Max, I mean, do it. It's an you'll bang it out.
You'll love it, Lady Hawk. It's going to be great.
I have some news that I forgot to tell you. I have my trip kind of planned. So we're leaving August 31st, and then we're stopping.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Being the first day in Pittsburgh, and we're gonna do a podcast with Nick. And then the second day, I'm stopping in Wheaton, Illinois for the hotel. I already have them booked. Yeah.
Ooh, this is you and your dad?
Me and my dad. So we'll see Nick and Keon first, and then the next day, because my dad only wants to drive like 6 hours a day, or six or seven. So we'll be with you the second day. Not at your house, but in a hotel.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be super awkward. We're going to be super awkward.
I don't think so. And I will drink, I think. I'll be okay. I'll have like a glass of wine. Get myself loosened up. Then my dad can take, if you can like maybe find like an outdoor dining for us and I can bring Walter. Yes. And then my dad can take him home and then I can come to your house and we can do a little podcast.
You will get real close and cuddly in my teeny tiny little office right here.
That's fine. Hopefully my face will be healed by then. All right. Oh. What else? I have Search Party. I've been watching Search Party. It's awesome. You should watch it. I think probably best season finale I've ever seen. That season one finale. Best season finale. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's a dark comedy. It's like a murder mystery kind of thing, but all four leads are awesome. You will love all of them. The secondary girl
Like, the friend looks exactly like Annie Murphy, but just maybe, like, 23 years old. And John Early's in it. It's awesome. I really, really recommend it. So
what is that on? Hulu? Netflix?
I think you can watch it on HBO Max.
Oh, okay. Got
with
it.
With no commercials. All right. And also, I found a new podcast that I sent to you, but you didn't respond. And it's called The Office Deep Dive. And Brian Baumgartner is the host. And he has had everyone on. And he just got Steve Carell finally on Tuesday. It's great. The only one I didn't listen to is Jenna Fisher's because I hate her.
That's so weird that not all of these guests and Steve Carell went on Office Ladies. I wonder why.
Weird, huh? Like, he got John Krasinski, he got everyone. Oscar, Phyllis. Phyllis cries at the end of it because he's like, what does The Office mean to you? And she just starts crying. It's very, very cute.
She really is sadness.
She's sadness, yeah.
Oh, Phyllis.
So I'd recommend that, guys. It's awesome. I listened to it overnight last night, and he's a great host, and you can tell that they all love him so much, and it is so funny that Office Ladies aren't getting these people.
No.
People don't want to go on
because they're annoying. They're annoying, and they're not really funny. No. And Jenna Fisher. See, I wish I never listened to it, because, honestly, I have not watched The Office since
I listened to it,
because I just hate Pam now.
Yeah, because Pam's kind of a bitch, too.
Yeah, I just think of her, and it just ruins everything.
And it seems like she's so proud of it. I don't mind if people are proud of it. She just seems very, like, uppity about it, about her role in that. I'm like, this wasn't because of you. Steve Carell didn't exist, this would not happen.
Obviously, they don't really keep in touch with everyone else from the show.
But Brian Baumgartner seems to. It's that Jenna Fisher and Angela specifically don't seem to. And specifically Jenna Fisher.
Uh-huh. I think it went to her head and she really thought she was almost
the
like
reason.
Who's the chick from Glee that everyone hates? Leah Michele.
I wonder if she's a version
of a Leah Michele.
Yeah, she's just, I don't know. She was good as Pam. I just don't think she's funny. Like, if you ever watch any, like, outtakes, she's never the one being funny at all.
No. Oh, because she fancies herself an amazing actress. She's trained.
Serious. Shakespearean.
She knows exactly what she's doing. Right. Can we talk a little bit about Teen Mom?
Yeah, no, I'm so ready.
On my brain. Okay.
Okay, so let's do we have two episodes to talk about, yeah?
Well, I mean, this last one is just all that's on my brain right now is wheelchair Leah. And period Leah, right?
Yeah, so let's fast forward a couple episodes back. First, who do you want to do first? Ashley?
Oh, definitely Ashley. I mean, I just can't get enough of her.
Well, Bar got a DUI. It's, like, not even a big deal, but he has an ankle monitor and, like, whatever. But it's really affecting all of us because he can't drive. I'm like, okay, well,
but he got his JED.
Yeah,
just like Chelsea.
It was super easy, bruh. It was easy. The only thing holding me back was me. The only thing holding you back from getting your GED is you. Okay.
I can't.
You're
going to
have so many more opportunities in your life now. I'm like, is he? Because he could probably just lie on any job application saying that he has his high school degree. Yeah, has anyone ever asked you for your high school degree or college degree? Ever? Do you even know where that exists? I don't even know where mine is. What if someone asked you for your high school, like, transcripts right now? Like, where do you go for that?
You would call the school district because they actually hang on to those records for 30 or 35 years.
Wow.
FYI. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know, I guess.
And then they just destroy them. So, there you go.
Guess it'll get you really far in life.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just boring. They're annoying. I mean, who cares? Planning your wedding or moving.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever.
Second episode, they have to move. Oh my God. It's so stressful. We have to move. And I was like, oh yeah? Is that stressful? What's that like? You have to move, what, 2 blocks away? You want to trade lives with me? Was that hard? And she keeps saying, between an engagement, a wedding, and a court date. I'm like, that's one thing.
Like, the court date's an hour. A date.
And you don't even have to go with him. And the engagement isn't anything. You actively don't have to do anything. Yeah, it's done.
Right, exactly.
And now it's a wedding. So what else? What else, Chelsea? Let me know what else you're doing with your life.
Right. Kale, she's another busy one, planning bathrooms and designing a house. I mean, life is just amazing for her, right?
Were you watching all the back and forth drama on Twitter? People hate Brianna. I think she's so fucking funny.
I love her. I love her.
She's like, sorry that people wanted to, would rather watch, like, somebody's aftercare surgery than watching a fucking 12-year-old pick bathroom tiles.
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't even really pick them. Kale was like, the black tile or the black tile? Yeah. Oh, you want to go? All right, fine.
Yeah.
So she was not featured.
Next episode, for the preview for next week, it's like, well, Isaac's found his calling. He wants to be a writer. I'm like, oh my God, I'm already asleep.
He wants to be a writer. Can we all just settle down with this?
Calm down. But yeah, she was cut out of this episode. Honestly, would you have even noticed if this hadn't been told to you?
Mm-mm.
Never would have noticed, ever.
No. Because really it was just all about Jade and Brianna and what the hell was going on with that.
Right. Like, every time they cut back to Ashley or Leah, I was like, go back to fucking Jade being done so dirty by production. Like,
right. Can
we maybe not have a camera that faces directly down onto my ass hanging up in the air?
The way she's laying, at one point you just see her body just, like, hoisted into the back of the vehicle, and you just see her, the bottoms of her feet, like, duh.
Just and they're kind of swinging randomly up and down, and she's just like, and I'm like, fucking Christ.
I mean, it's not funny, but
I felt horrible for her. You could feel the pain in her.
The worst part about it is that she legitimately needs that face wrap, but it looks like, what is that, the Christmas Carol? You're like, oh, I have an old-fashioned toothache. Arr. Like, it's just so comical and cartoonish. Swollen. Oh, my God.
Also, did they roll her out of a storage unit room? Because when Jade's mom goes to pick her up, they open the door, and, like, you see a bunch of racks of towels in all around the room, and then a bunch of, like, helium tanks, it looks like. Tall, like, probably 8 of them. Tall, like, helium tanks.
It's a literal body shop. Like, a car body shop.
Yeah. And her mom's like, oh my God, Jade. Jade, you look terrible. Is she going to be crying like this the whole time?
Stop saying that in front of her. Like, you have to remain calm so she will be calm.
Do you know who has worse bedside manner than Jade's mom? Her doctor. Dr. Chang. I'd be like, I don't want you. Fuck you. He's like, no, you'll bruise. You're fine.
You've never met him.
No.
And he's giving you surgery? No.
And she's asking him every question she can think of, and he's like, no, it's different for everyone. You're fine. You'll be okay. You're fine.
She was just concerned about getting those pills. That's all she was going for.
Would you not?
If
you had that kind of surgery, and after seeing Brianna last season or a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, but they will give you something for pain. She was just overdoing it, so it was obvious that that's what she wanted.
So, I agree beforehand, but after the surgery, it didn't seem like she was on any pain meds.
Well, no, the anesthesia was probably still wearing off, and then, like an hour or so later is when you normally take it. So
I believed that. I believed, before surgery, though, she was definitely like, being like, I have an anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm. Anxiety? Xanax?
Right. But she should have gone to that stress camp, Monkey, where Leah went. For all her stress.
That my friend was
anxiety,
like, no, it
camp.
Was, it was a drug camp. We're all addicted to drugs, but yeah, sure.
So is her mom selling those? Because you then just said Brianna and Jade are like, oh, it's all editing. You're only seeing one thing.
Yeah, they got on Twitter and were like, Jade was like, y'all, ha ha ha, y'all want to be hating on my mom for this? And it's like, we just watched your episode. You were in horrific pain and you were screaming, why is she doing this to me? Why do I deserve this?
So she always does this to me.
Excuse us for taking your side in this. And then Brianna's like, I want to hop on here, and it's all editing, and Christy did her best. Did she do her best? Did she do her best?
I have several suggestions. The first two being exactly what Sean said. Call the different pharmacies and say, hey, do you have Percocet? And if the first three pharmacies that are in your area don't have them, then you know what you could do? Call the fucking doctor's office and say,
yes,
they don't have these
Why
anywhere.
Why didn't they call
what
them after half an hour of her mom not coming back and saying, hey, can you please nix that first prescription and don't let Christy buy any of the pills and send us a new prescription or call it in? Why are these not called in beforehand?
Or, I mean, sometimes a doctor's office will give you the first one. Like, here, take this in an hour. Or, hey, you're getting ready to leave. Why don't you go ahead and take it now and then go fill your prescription?
You would think, but I think this doctor was just as much to blame as anyone, though, because it seemed like you can call in a prescription. Have you ever held a prescription in your hand in the past, like, 10 years? I never have.
Yeah.
They always just call it in while I'm sitting in the doctor's office, and then I go and just show my ID.
And if they truly are out of Percocets, then they can call something else in for you immediately.
Yes,
like,
immediately.
While you're at the pharmacy.
Yes.
I'm waiting. They don't have it. What else can you give me?
Yeah, it was rough. It was real rough.
And I would think a doctor would want you to call the office. Okay, obviously, if it's an emergency and you truly are, like, bleeding out, call 911. But if it's just a matter of you're going to the hospital because you can't get the pain relief you need, I would think the doctor would be like, call us first. Yeah. Let's see if we can get it and then go to the emergency room.
I don't know what
the
fuck was happening. But
I want to see what happens next week because...
Oh, I mean, it seems like it's going to get even racier. Jade was also very different in the first episode we watched here, like two episodes ago, when she went to visit Brianna and Shirley. She just seems much happier when she's not around her fucking family. Like, she's actually a pretty pleasant girl. She was funny. Mm-hmm. And then I did make a note that when she goes home after meeting them, what's her kid's name? Chloe requests ramen for dinner. Yeah, let's salt this kid right up.
And that's when Sean goes, yeah, but the microwave, we don't have a microwave. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it, I can make it on the stove.
It's the square top ramen. How were you expecting? You can't make that on the microwave. I guess
I didn't think so either. I guess that's his default way, is to make it in the microwave. I've never made that in the microwave.
Right, and I also spotted a bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle sitting on the counter there, too. Ooh.
She makes bacon for that baby every fucking morning.
Oh, yeah.
Every time Chloe's eating it, it's bacon.
That baby's going to have blood pressure higher than mine within the next few years.
Higher than Christie's. Oh, what do you think? I mean, and Jade,
Christy's
everyone around her, Sean, Christy, her dad, before Brianna gets there, she doesn't even have a chance to, like, calm down. They pull up, they're like, oh my God, get out of the car, get the kid.
Air conditioner, turn it up high. And Jade's like, I'm sweating. Oh, it was so sweaty,
so hot.
But what is the protocol here if you get a BBL and tits done? Because it seems like this was probably recommended to them because she can't sit on her ass.
I would think it would be not recommended because, what are you going to do? I mean, this doctor obviously was like in and out in a day.
Oh, yeah. He didn't
the fact
talk.
That he's comfortable knowing that he's going on camera and his patient is like, yeah, I've never met him before. I'm just going to meet him right before surgery. No, that's not okay.
He like looks
a doctor
at her
should
chart
want to meet
he's
their
like,
patient.
Oh, he goes, so it looks like we're getting some kind of procedure here today. yeah.
She comes out like Kristen Wiig's character with the one hand. And I'm whatever her name is. What's her name?
I don't know. I hate that character. I can't ever watch those.
I do too, but I'm just saying, like, she comes out thinking she's gonna have whatever and it's like an extra forehead.
Yeah, really.
I hope it's all worth it for her. I don't get the whole Brazilian butt lift thing.
Well, Brianna's wearing those leopard print
oof.
And like her ass, even though she got it fixed, it still looks crazily big.
Yeah, I don't get it. And I have a flat ass. I'd rather have my flat ass.
Because like
that.
You look at like Brittany, and what is Brianna like? Puerto Rican? I know she's Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Seems like she probably had a good looking ass before.
Yeah.
This looks weird. She has a hot body, but like it looks weird. But whatever. Good for Jade. I hope she's happy. She seems like she's feeling herself on Instagram. So whatever.
For some reason, on my TikTok algorithm, I get all these BBL, hashtag BBL videos. And it's all these women getting Brazilian butt lifts and them flying home, and you can't sit on your ass.
Yeah,
you're so they're like facing the other seat. Yeah. And it's like all these women in the waiting room just standing or leaning over a chair because they can't sit. That just does not seem worth it to me. And I feel like your clothes, you would have such a hard time finding clothes that fit.
Yeah, because pants aren't really shaped that way. But whatever. Jade was likable, and because you just, no one can watch this and not feel sorry for her. Oh my gosh, she was in such demented
pain. You know who I feel worse for, though?
Sean.
Chloe. Number one, because she has way too many vowels in her name. But number two, they're always yelling at her to get out of the way. So now that Jade needs 24-hour around-the-clock attention, she's just going to be like, would you just go away? God, what are you doing? Since all they do is just yell at Chloe if she dares to enter the room and ask them a question. They just want her to go away and just play by herself all day.
Another thing that triggered me a little bit was that one of the producers was wearing a Star Wars t-shirt, and I was like, okay, I need everyone
get
to
out.
Stop. Get out.
How about Leah, though? Period, yeah. Leah. Menstruation, Leah.
Is that everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, Kale. Kale has Devoyne on our podcast. Whatever. All right. Bye. And Lindsay's
exactly.
Lindsay Chrisley is drinking an iced coffee out of a jar.
Yeah, out of a mason jar.
Ugh. God. Yeah, you went and bought that jar for $5.99. Oh. Like, you bought a new jar.
Yeah. Oh, and you know how much our listeners love if we, like, need a sip of water. Can you imagine just having an iced coffee in a glass? Clink, 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 clink with the ice.
If you ever go listen to, like, our first couple seasons, or first few seasons of Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour, when we did used to get just hammered every time, always in the background you can hear ice just clink, 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 clink. Whatever. It was our brand.
People love it. Yeah, so Leah is totally over Tumor Leah, COVID Leah. Now we're on menstruation Leah.
Menstruations is, y'all.
She's the poster girl. She's the advocate for menstruation awareness. What the fuck is her problem?
And she's so annoying when she's talking about it. She's just
so self-righteous.
She's not funny. So she's like, oh my God. So like when I got my period, I was like, oh my God, ack! Ooh, ack! Ooh, ack! Crazy! Ack! I didn't know what it was.
And girls, I went to the school nurse and I was like, I'm bleeding out, y'all. And she's like, no. And then she told me what it was. And I was like, oh my God. Aren't I a better mom than Grandma Dawn?
Thank God for hers is. Thank God for hers is. Otherwise, I would have thought I was bleeding out, y'all.
Isn't Grandma Dawn a nurse? Or a CNA or something?
This was really a rough episode for Grandma Dawn. Because, like, what? They didn't know.
Oh, you two daughters.
You didn't give them a few Judy Blume books as a kid, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, how dumb are her kids? Like, I mean, I get, like,
they're pretty dumb.
But, you know, okay, there's certain families that you don't talk about. Like, my mom never had a talk, but she just assumed I knew because...
Well, same with me,
like,
because
everyone knows you're getting your period.
Yeah, because I owned Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and, we'll be friends forever.
There's like some awareness of it. Maybe you don't know when it's going to happen or something, but the way Leah was talking, it was like they lived on some Amish settlement and they never speak of it. And she was, you know, going to hell because she's like the movie Carrie or something. But yeah, hilarious story. I'm sure your girls love that. They love going to a park, sitting on a picnic bench, and they just know it's coming. Like, okay.
And you can feel it coming when she has both of their hands and they walk into the living room together and they sit on the couch and I'm like, here it comes. Here comes a talking twos, y'allses.
They knew it was going to be a season of serious talks because Leah's more brunette. She took the blonde out. So it's like serious, warm, cozy rigatoni Leah. And then she quickly got over the menstruation thing. That was just like a. And then we got into wheelchair awareness, Leah.
Hilarious when they show Dr. Sal being like, so the wheelchair situation, and Leah and Corey were like, we're working on it, we're working on it, we're working on it. And he's like, right. He doesn't even fucking entertain them anymore. He's like, yeah, get on it.
That Leah is now rewriting history. that this is her idea, that she, I just have to advocate for Allie because she needs to be able to do everything that everyone else is doing, just in a different way. So I need to make sure as her mother that she's not fallen. So having a wheelchair will let her do that. Oh, really? Because that's what Dr. Sal, the entire nation, has been telling you to do since, what, 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
God, and when they show that clip of her loading that wheelchair in, and she's like, we got a tow hitch over here, y'all. And she's fucked up, because this is, like, the height of her fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, this is a tow hitch.
You can tell by her hair.
Oh, you can always clock by the hair, how the crunchiness level of it.
Yep.
But, and then the toe rolls over, or the wheel rolls over, and she's like, oh, fuck. She's like, I just scraped my whole toe open, y'all. And then they're trying to push it up, and one of the hitches, like, falls down. And you can just tell she's never done this before.
Never. That thing never made it out of the garage.
That thing.
It got delivered to the house. They delivered it to the garage, and there it stayed.
I'm sure it took 10 minutes for her to figure out how to turn it on that morning to just roll it out there. God, she's an idiot.
She's and like, her- ow, I hurt my toe. And meanwhile, Allie's like rolled over in the grass because she can't walk and she fell down. Right. But it's about Leah's fucking toe.
The producer or like the PA who's forced to help her roll this thing up is like, okay, just suck it up and get over here because I have, you got 2 minutes of my time right now. This isn't in my pay grade.
Love that Corey was the one who absolutely has been following through on this wheelchair because he's like, I talked to insurance, they're going to get this one, they're delivering it, blah, blah, blah.
And she's like, uh-huh, and he's like,
yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Because co-parenting, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's like, well, she needed a new wheelchair anyway because she's like, because she outgrew, because she outgrew it. Outgrew it. I beat you to it. We said outgrew it, but I said it first.
Yeah. And then Allie has had it for probably like, 4 or 5 days at Corey's house. So then when Corey exchanges them, he's like, oh yeah, the wheelchair's in the back. And she's like, oh, Allie, you got your wheelchair. Let's go see it. Do you like it? And she's like,
is it everything you thought it would be? Yeah, and Allie's like, I mean, it's a fucking wheelchair. I'd rather not have to use it.
Right. It's a wheelchair. I'd rather not have muscular dystrophy. 5 days.
Yeah.
It's not about you, Mom. It's about me and my wheelchair,
she's
not about
so
you
annoying.
And your reaction
to it. Yeah, she's just so annoying the way she... It's so condescending the way she's talking to her.
And then she starts racing her. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she knows that you can run as fast as her wheelchair, Leah. Like, you need to be sprinting after her. God. It's all about fucking Leah, she's man.
So... Is that it?
Oh, Allie girl. Wheelchair. Well, okay, so besides vaccine, because we're not going to get vaccine this season, right?
I don't know. What did it show for next episode?
Hmm.
Oh, it's that, it's the little one's birthday, and what she really wants to do is
Addie.
Her dad. Yeah, she
I was just
going to
say, it's going to be, oh, you know what? It's going to be like blended family, Leah.
And watching Addie cry, I'm going to be like, I don't care.
It's
going to
be matriarch of the family, keeping it all together, y'all, because blended families. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess that's
all
it.
Right.
I mean,
what else?
Seeking Sister Way.
Oh, yeah, but we're going to record that next, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's not part of this.
All right.
Yeah, I guess that's it, actually. Not too bad.
All right. Well,
one of the hottest guys I ever had sex with just texted me, hey, young lady, what's something that made you smile today? Should I just send him a picture of my busted face?
What's something that made you smile today? What could you send him? What would be like a good...
I mean, I'm not sending him anything, but like...
That's so weird. God, I could not deal with text messages like that. That creeps me out.
I think he's probably in town or something. I'm like, you want to come over and kiss me all over my fucking
That's so
jacked
funny.
Up face?
My first question back would be, something that made me smile. That would just like, be my reaction. What? Ew, it's so creepy. I don't like that.
You're like, where are you going with this? Just send me a pic of your dick and get it over with. Like, just go right to the point, Jesus. All right,
send
well,
a picture
anyway.
Of like Latrice or Walter.
I'm not sending anything back. What's the point? I'm leaving in 3 months.
Oh, I love that.
I wanted to read that one, that couple reviews that we got because they're funny.
Ooh, okay.
We love to hate everything. Okay. As we asked, we would like people to leave
five-star
review ratings, but then also like put shitty reviews because it's really funny. One person named Sarah wrote Masked Singer as the title, 5 stars. Ooh. And then I love that show. It's one of my favorites. So great. We're going to be doing that, I think, tomorrow on TRP.
Yes.
I think. But then here's one. It says great, and it's by Dandy Dan. Great name. And he or she says, I think it's pretty obvious that this podcast needs a man involved. All the chaos and confusion that Amanda and Jody bring onto themselves could easily be fixed if they had a man to tell them what to do. Their disdain for such treasures as Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Marvel, and Dr. Drew stems from their lack of understanding. If a man was part of the podcast, then all of that could be explained to them, and they'd see the error in their ways and thoughts. That also helps with all their wild tangents and laughing. Time to get more professional. And then joking aside, the podcast is great the way it is. Every episode is a pleasure to listen to. It always leaves me wanting more. There is a reason why I'm subscribed to all 80 of their joint podcasts.
That's really funny. Thank you. That's very podcasts. Sweet. I'm actually like tearing up because that's so funny. We do. Yeah. We just need a man. Set us straight.
Yeah. All right. Well.
All right. Well, we know we're going to talk some more sister wife because Garrick. Miss.
I hate Bert. Garrick and his big dumb face. His stupid dumb face. Where he's like, boom!
It's not even a, but it's like a, like everything what? Just goes limp, low tone. Like,
yeah. Mm. Like he's had a stroke. Because the dad's like, are you sure this is a good idea? What if Bert doesn't get a green card? And, you know, he's like, what?
His stupid, dumb blue eyes. Hey, I guess
there's only two families in the cast. For that last episode.
And that was the season finale.
We don't even check in. And I keep looking it up, and it doesn't look like there's a reunion in sight, which, that's unacceptable to me. I've been waiting all season to watch the rest. All I want is for, who's the hot one?
Bert?
The one who? Colton.
Bert's not very hot.
Oh, okay. I want him to be like, you made a bad name for the whole polygamous movement. Did you notice that I assigned your birthday present to Jody Huff?
I did. I actually have it sitting right here behind me. Actually, Paige is like, who sent this? There's stickers and stuff on it. It says, to Jody Huff-Winder. And there's a little... I don't know, is that like a little dragon fruit slice, an apple, honestly, an avocado?
I got like a whole sleeve of fruit stickers when I got a free month of those like cups you get with the fruit in it that you just blend up.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have a question though. What is that? There's like some black.
Oh, I think that's chocolate. It's like cocoa.
Oh.
Yeah. It looks like poop.
Okay, I thought it was just like black marker. I was like, oh.
Do you want to open that now or do you want to wait?
No. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. It's been sitting here.
I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Stay tuned.
Monday, We Love to Hate Everything will be Flag Day, Jody's birthday, and she'll be opening her present from me live on air.
Woo-boop. I'm excited.
And we'll see you in a few hours for Seeking Sister Wife, or a couple hours or whatever.
Yup.
All right.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.